Now we come to chapter 59 here, and here again is God's charge against Israel, and it should lead them to repentance. And then we have the coming of the Redeemer the second time. And this is really a very remarkable chapter. God continues his charge here, and he spells it out now. God refused to hear because of their iniquities, not because he was hard of hearing. Great many people think God's hard of hearing today. I have unanswered prayers. You mean God didn't hear you? He did hear you, but the problem is with us. Now, their sins are referred to 32 times in this chapter. Many words are used to describe their sins, like this: iniquities, sins, defile with blood, lies, perverseness, vanity, mischief, adder's egg, spider's web, viper, and works, violence, evil, wasting, destruction, crooked paths, darkness, transgressions, departing, oppression, revolt, conceiving, and uttering falsehood. 23 separate charges against them now God makes here. What a picture this is. And there is a day coming of national repentance for these people. By the way, the church should have something like that today. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem. And he tells about it in Zechariah 12th chapter, verses 11 through 14. I'll not read it, but it's a tremendous thing. Now you have the condemnation of Israel here in the first 8 verses. And God says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. The reason that Israel was not saved in that day was not due to any weakness on the part of the bared arm of Jehovah that we saw in the 53rd chapter. The Lord's hand is not shortened. It wasn't due to any faulty connection with his communication with man. It's not that man have mental hurdles to get over. It's not today that man have problems. But as Paul made it very clear in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, that it's your sins that have separated between you and God. Verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he'll not hear. Now, that's what Isaiah says. Alexander McLaren put it like this. It's not because God is great and I'm small. It's not because he lives forever and my life is but a handbreadth. It's not because of the difference between his omniscience and my ignorance, his strength and my weakness, that I'm parted from him. Your sins have separated between you and your God. And no man, build he Babel's ever so high, can reach thither. There is one means by which the separation is at an end, and by which all objective hindrances to union and all subjective hindrances are alike swept away. Christ has come, and in him the heavens have bended down to touch, and touching to bless. This low earth and man and God are at one once more. What a tremendous statement that is, friends. And now he goes on and spells out these sins. I'm not going through all of these verses. I hope you will. It's rather discouraging, but it's a picture of the human family and probably a picture of you and me today.